Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday show, Creation Lightship Healing. So we'll start off with clearing the date. And the date that's my computer here is January 18, 2017. This is the timeline that we're on that. Some people disconnect from the date, the actual day and month and years, so they're not affected too much by things. So anyway, it's a good thing to try out. It's not to be connected, but if you are, here we go. Let's release the energy. So today's date, releasing that from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next, we're going to energize the light beings. So if you have one or more on your monitor screen, cell phone, TV, here we go. Release energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You have a situation going on. Let's we can release that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We could release the numbers too. So this would be 1-18-2017. So releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll turn it over to Michelle. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, and welcome everyone to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship talk show, where we interview Ron Amatron, and we get some answers to some very interesting questions. You're welcome to write in if you have a question or if there's anything that you can think of, and that would be creationlightship@yahoo.com. Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually CL. Well, I'll get that. I'm having a brain thing right now. I want to talk about actually what's happening on Saturday. So Saturday, January 21st, there's a two-hour pin call. So it's going to be a pin removal call. It's going to be 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, and it's only $20. And as most of you know, that is a donation that Ron has set up on his website. And I believe this is the fourth call. So for people who have done it before, it's going to go very deep. And if you haven't done it before, I would highly suggest doing it. So that's that. And let's see. Oh, the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com, by the way. So if you want to actually write Ron, though, personally, that is creationlightship@yahoo.com. So, Ron, we have, this is something that somebody wrote in, and it's a question. It has to do with, I believe, a topic we were talking about maybe last week. It's about the deceased loved one emotional and spirit clearings. So one of our listeners had a family member pass away today, and they immediately ran the whole lifetime deceased loved one emotional clearing and the deceased loved one spirit clearing for them. And the listener's wondering, are these enough to free their spirit and emotional body? And is there anything more that they should do in the specific incident box?
Okay, yeah, the those two clearings, one of them releases the spirit, so that those should work instantaneously. So once you do the clearing, the spirit should be out of here. The emotional body is about the same. It could take a day or two sometimes. Remember, that emotional body sometimes body hops a lot, so it'll be found if it's hiding out someplace. But, yeah, it'll be gone quicker. But the actual spirit goes instantly. Oh, that's kind of the way that is. Yes, you could probably, people might ask, what else could I do? So you may want to look at yourself as do you have any situations going on where maybe you might feel regret, remorse, or abandonment or something. So you may want to do a clearing for that. depends how close you were to the person. You know, it could be your best friend also. And so you may want to just look at different clearings that could help you out in a whole lifetime clearing. But as far as the person that you're doing it for, yeah, everything is good. You know, look at yourself and just see where you are, if you need anything, and also maybe maybe family members or people around that person, if there's some energy there. I'm just thinking here. The aliens do get involved with things. Maybe, I don't know what clearing to say, because they may want to get DNA from the body, you know? So maybe somebody out there listening might have an idea. But typically, maybe some of those free clearings work. Get rid of the energies that are going into the body. You know, the head connector you could probably get rid of because that would still be attached to the body. So you might try that one, maybe another one too. But I think I would do that for the person. Be some of that alien energy that's around them because it's around everybody. Oh, back to you.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't think you've mentioned that before, to do the alien head connector, which is a free clearing on Ron's website. So when you mentioned the emotional clearing, that you thought it might take a little bit longer, does that mean the person should run it again for them?
No, they have to be found. So you could if you wanted to. Remember, that emotional body could hide out in someone else for a while. Then they'll eventually resurface at the funeral, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They'll want to come and see everybody who's there, and then they can be, you know, grabbed, we'll say, and released from here. So that's how the emotional body works. It has to find people that it knew, maybe and or liked, to get the energy from that person to keep itself going. So naturally, at the funeral, or if you have like an open casket or something, maybe the person is going to be cremated. But at some point, you know, the people that are connected to the person, that emotional body, will find them because it knew them in the past. So it looks for its friends, we'll say. So it could go into those bodies. And so you may want to do that maybe if you do feel the presence, you get some dreams about it or something, about the person or what event you should have went to that you didn't. You know, there's always stuff that people have. You know, those really happy times, if you get dreams of that, and you know that they're visiting you. So if you get that, then naturally, you know, to do the clearing over again. But normally, you know, one clearing is fine. And an emotional body should be, you know, taken away instantly. But, you know, probably maybe only 5% of the time it could be body hopping and it won't be around. And maybe it doesn't want to visit you right away. If it comes into your realm, then it's gone instantly. And also if it comes into the body, which it may not do because the body no longer has life force, look for relatives. Wait, there we go. So thank you.
Right. Okay, and then you answered actually the last question on here, which is what can the living family members do? And it would just be whatever they feel they need for themselves if they had a connection to the person.
And there could be some people that, you know, are really distraught over than other people, you know. No, I guess the worst scenario would be when you have identical twins and one of them passes on, because that twin's going to feel awful. But just a regular, ordinary family member, parents, a brother, sister, or something. Unless you're really, really tied into them, then you may want to look at those people that may need to have a clearing just to help themselves out. As you check them out or see them or they talk to you or something, because they could be devastated. So you could do an emotional clearing on them. We have the other clearings that might work. You know, maybe they're in trauma, trauma clearing. Could be other things that they're dealing with that relates to them, and the other person, is how they're relating to them. So you have maybe the abandonment clearing. I don't know if you're going to have a thing with maybe a real negative thing of resentment or something, maybe. So there are clearings that you could do about some other family member, maybe, if they need it. But you won't know that until maybe they contact you. Well, back to you.
Okay. Well, great. That answers it. And if there's any other questions, please feel free to write in. Again, that's clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay. So, Ron, you've already answered this in the background. Yes, people can be absentee on Saturday. And if they choose to be absentee, should they be sending you an email just beforehand, or how should they do that?
If you want, you could. Once you sign up for the call, then you're on the call. So, not automatically. So some people would like to send me an email, and that's okay. If you forget about it or something, just know you're on the call once you pay for it. So, back to you.
Okay, that is wonderful to know. Okay, so good. All right, well, I would like to read a really nice, it's a couple paragraphs from one of our listeners about really how they came to find Creation Lightship. And it's kind of interesting. So this person must have been on a journey for quite a while, as many of us have been. So it says, of course, I don't mind sharing my story. I would say Source and or my spirit guided me to the Creation Lightship website. I had been to many dark side healers, unaware of the fact that everything is not love and light. Suddenly, I chanced upon a shaman who was the first person to expose the reality of the situation to me. She removed several entities, and I felt much lighter and more connected to my spirit. Since then, I started becoming more careful of who I would seek help from, but I knew I wasn't free and needed more help, but from someone who is free himself or herself. Like Ron says, how can someone help you when they are in duality themselves? My desire and yearning to find that person was very strong, and I kept it up for a few months. I was on Google once looking for something. I normally don't go beyond the second or third page of the search results, but I felt a subtle guidance within me to keep going. Then I found the CLS website on the sixth or seventh page, and they have a little happy face here, and it says, I still wanted to make sure that Ron was the real deal, so I went to his YouTube channel. I did the Mind to Heart drop with Ron on one of his videos. I was so surprised that in a few seconds, I experienced a sense of peace that years of meditation couldn't give me. That did it for me, and I started doing the Creation Lightship clearings one after the other. I feel extremely lucky to have found Ron. He offers clear-cut solutions on what we need to do to ensure that we get the heck out of here during ascension. Nothing vague or complicated. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to share this story. A listener.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That is really good. I wonder how many people come across it just as a website and then they feel compelled to look at more. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I know I had people come on when we used to be on Rumor Mill News. I had some programs there four years ago or so. I don't know if we have any archives from that or if they have them. I don't know. We're on that then 2 days a week. Then we also had the Contact Talk Radio. You got to ask one. A lot of people, they just somehow find us. You know, they look and look, or they just happen to see something, or maybe somebody tells them about what we do. So it's quite interesting to hear some of the stories that people have. Just find it by accident, you know, if there is such a thing. But yeah, you know, it's very cool. And you know, they, a lot of people like the last testimony, are kind of skeptical, especially people that I see off and on the expos. They go, well, how can you do a clearing on the computer? What are you using? What kind of light? Oh, are you working with the pixels? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? How does it even work, you know? And I said, well, it works, you know? And so they kind of amazed, and then they're also amazed on how the healing monitors work when they're listening. A process of various clearings that we have with monitors. Everybody has their own little story, and a lot of people, you know, like I said, are really skeptical at first, and they have to listen to the YouTubes by a few of the pre-clearings or something. You know, the Mind to Heart Drop is what I really love teaching people at, like, on the different panels at times. At the workshops and lectures that I have, or amazed that they can be peaceful, you know, in 10, 15 seconds. Okay, back to you.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I believe the first time I came across Creation Light Ship was a couple years ago at one of the conferences, and I must have done the free clearing with in front of the monitor, which covers several different emotions or different things that a person may go through. And I remember just going home and just going, you know, maybe I should look at that website again. Like, maybe that's kind of interesting. And yet it was really, my mind kept going, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't know how that can work. I just don't, you know, have a concept of the reality, which is interesting because, you know, when they look at ancient cultures, like even the Native Americans, they say they didn't have a concept of what ships were. So when the ships were coming from other nations, Spain or whatever, they were like, they didn't even like see them until they were like on the shore, because they just literally had no concept. And yet it was real. And there they were all of a sudden. So it was kind of like that for me, too. I was like, oh, yep, this is real. And it actually works. So, and I know that in other shows you have explained how it works. You've gone into detail about that. So that would be in the archives if anyone wanted to listen to that. But just know that it does work, and it's nothing that you really need to get your mind around. You just need to go for it, and then you'd easily prove to yourself that it does work. It's very valid. So,
that's good. Yeah, if you're having problems or something, just get up the website. The energy just from the website itself will put you more into the present moment. Maybe not 100%, but then go in and do the Be Here Now, and that will, or the Mind to Heart Drop. But just being on the website, it automatically has the energy and also the radio programs that we have to put you right into the present moment, to take you, you know, into that peace energy where time has stopped on the alien timelines that you are living on. You have peace because you're not thinking, you're not doing anything out there. You're not running programs. You're not running the movies and the movie set. All of a sudden, you're right where you are. You go, wow, this feels great. I don't have all this mind chatter going on and all the fear and the anxiety and stuff. So anyway, so back to you.
Well, that brings us to our next question from a listener. This person says, timelines pretend that I have problems that don't exist and try to bring me these artificial problems that have been cleared. Do you have any comments about that? Like, I think he's saying like how timelines continually come into this person's life. And yet
you
know
might find the mind looping program. That could be there to help you.
Hmm.
You may look at, that'd be a whole lifetime clearing. But also look at, as an event that's a bad event, we have that name, always get the right name on it. anyway, a reoccurring event, automatic something or whatever. Anyway, that clearing is really good if you see things that get recycled in your life for no reason. So you may want to do that clearing. After you, I'll do a clearing here for the past. Okay. Well, let's see here. No, I'm going to do one for the future. I don't normally do future stuff, but We have the inauguration day, you know, on the 20th here, president. And there's probably people that don't want him to be in. Maybe there's a lot of stuff on the Internet about assassinated and stuff. You know, who knows what people are talking about. Somebody just puts out that fear energy. So let's do a clearing for the 20th. If you are tuned into that and have a concern, either negative or positive, okay, a concern would probably boil down to fear. Let's take away the timeline that you're probably connected to or whatever, you know, I probably will not watch it myself. It doesn't have any meaning for me. But, you know, there may be a given time slot having that. I don't know what it is, but you may know because you may be, you know, wanting to watch it. Well, maybe it's a two-hour time slot. So I'll just stab at that. So let's take that time slot. Let's release that timeline for you on upon it and getting everybody else's negative and or positive responses. That could be anxiety and fear. That's where you are now on that timeline. Here we go. Let's release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that feels pretty good. Feel some relief there. I keep doing some timeline crashes on that for that particular time slot for you. Don't get pulled into, you know, the skies falling and everybody else, and then you're getting their stuff. Anxiety, fear, happiness, whatever it is, but you're tapped into that. Out of that movie. Back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, I suppose you could timeline crash inauguration day or inauguration, since that's a very specific word that explains what's occurring. Okay, well, thank you for that, Ron. It's very helpful. Okay, so our next listener says that they are seeing you in their dreams. That means on timelines. And they explain just a couple sentences about what they're seeing, and you are a teacher there as well. But as we know, those are timelines. So do you want to, or parallel lives, do you want to explain a little bit about dreams, Ron?
Well, I really shouldn't be there. You know, it's possible that there's a timeline that I could be there, but, you know, I'm here now. So I can't really, you know, I don't always understand that when people say that. But it could be a possibility. But on dreams, all dreams are going to be a movie for you to view. And normally they create the movie according to your history or her story of your memories. It's something to start with. So they may bring in one of your older pets, maybe a pet that no longer is living. They may bring you into a car that you had a long time ago. Then they bring you into something that you like doing. Maybe you like swimming, so they'll create a river for you to swim in. And normally, you know, you may enjoy it at first, and all of a sudden you see yourself going over, you know, some rapids, and then all of a sudden the waterfall that's 1,000 feet from the where the water's falling, and, you know, you go, uh-oh, and then you feel yourself panicking as you're on the way down, where you go splat, but you never see yourself go splat. But you do know that that could happen, then they pull you out of it. Remember, they don't want to kill you because they're getting energy from you. So you could be, you know, a foot from hitting the water or rocks, and they stop it. They can't kill you in that life because you're in that life. So what could happen to you? They could maybe have somebody come in, maybe in that timeline that you're seeing yourself, get killed, almost killed. Maybe there's some big, gigantic bird that comes in and grabs you, you know, grabs the feet, grab you, and they take you up. They don't show you that. they just probably stop the footage because they don't want to do anything harmful to you, typically in a dream, although that you could wake up with, bleeding, have aches and pains in your body where you crash, but they don't kill you in it. So if they did that, then they lost their vote. They don't want to do that, so they want to protect you, throughout it, but they want the anxiety of you. Seeing this picture right now, if you're out there swimming and all of a sudden you go off a cliff and lo and behold, you're dropping 1,000 feet, what are you going to be thinking? That's at 2 zeros, huh? 2 0s, And how you get saved. So anyway, a lot that goes on dreams, but normally the dreams are there to take you sideways and you're living that life. Doing that, unfortunately. Well, back to you.
So the person could take the wording that they used, which explained it in a generalization, but with some detail as well, and put that in the new timeline crash, dream crashing box, and basically make that parallel lifetime disappear, because it probably wasn't you, Ron. It was maybe a projection or an alien or whatever looking like you that they were seeing, maybe to gain their trust or whatever. So, but those in the timeline crash dream crashing box, that is very powerful. That definitely works. I put my dreams in there almost every day.
Yep, that's very good. And your daydreams that you have, maybe you're driving your car and you're thinking of something, that's going to put you into a timeline also. Maybe you have, and so let's just say you're going grocery shopping. So the last time you went to the store, you went to buy something, and the area or on the shelf that you wanted to buy, whatever it was empty. Now you're driving to that store and you're thinking, that's going to be empty or not. Well, right away you're on that old timeline. And if you stay in that timeline, it very possibly could be empty. Oh, remember, the timelines do connect to you and you can be taken onto a timeline. And let's just play around with this here. So all of a sudden, you wanted to buy this, whatever it is, we'll just say some type of herbal drink or something, it was very good and very popular and everybody told everybody else about it, so it was a hot thing at the store, So now you want to get this herbal drink and it's wonderful. So right away, if you're thinking about it, they're going to have it, and then you get stuck on the timeline where last time it wasn't there and it's not there. So you go, oh crap, I went there and it wasn't there again. And then you think, wait a minute, I'm going to do a timeline crash on this here. Well, maybe you get out to your car and you have your computer there, and then maybe you do, hour of timeline crashes. Maybe you're doing other things and the computer is still running. I'm going to go back to that store. You're going to go to the store, and you're off of the timeline where that product wasn't there. Now all of a sudden it shows up on the shelf. You go, wait a minute. It wasn't there an hour ago, and now it's here. So what does that mean? Well, you're on the timeline of not having that, maybe the timeline of lack or something. I had a timeline, a product, and now you do the timeline crash, and you finally got onto the timeline where it manifests in front of you. So just switching gears slightly, that's when you lose your keys, your wallet, your shoes, your car, whatever, and all of a sudden, you're on that timeline of not having something, and then all of a sudden you have it. It's they brought that into your timeline, or now you came onto the correct timeline. So anyway, that's what happened. So back to you.
Well, it's interesting because it makes me wonder, is it all having to do with your thoughts and your fears and your emotions about whatever you're wanting?
Yeah, very possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the timeline that you're on. Don't have stuff where you someplace, and they said, did you see that over there? And you go, no, I didn't see that. They go, well, it's very obvious. How could you miss it, you know? And you go, well, I don't know. You go back in there to do that to the place, whatever it would be. It could be maybe you're out hiking or something. Oh, and you go back and you go, man, there that thing is. I mean, how did I miss it when I was walking before? Well, maybe you weren't there when that was there. Oh, no, it's very interesting how you know, the timelines work for people. The whole thing is to get the timeline, you know, that you want. So you want to crash what you don't want. And then, you know, what you have, since you're in the now, how brings you all the energies that you need to have the manifestation in the light, we'll call it, when it's out of time, and everything is available to you. So naturally that, whatever that, your little gizwe is, your bottle of, you know, your little potion or whatever it is that you wanted to buy, it's there. And all the other timelines that you were on of anxiety, maybe everybody else, that it may not be there, you get brought into that. So you leave there and you go, well, I'll try it next week, you know. Be there all the time, but you just got hijacked, you know, to a different timeline. Oh, and always check your finger exercise. See if you're in the past, you know, or the future. Finger straight ahead of you. You know, get off of what you don't want to be on. And do that. Back to you.
Okay, great. Yes, we've done that before, the finger exercise. So you want to have your finger right in front of you? And that,
yeah, normally about a foot out, where your hand is kind of comfortable, and you have your index finger, you know, pointed up in the air, and you just have your body move it so that it's kind of in front of you. And have it stop. And all of a sudden, if you move it and finger's like 2 inches off, your head being straight ahead, you go, wow, I'm, you know, if it's off to the left, you're in the past. So try it again, you know, and say, man, I can't, I got to be in present moment. And then move your hand, but have your body work automatically for you. So you don't want to try to stop your finger. You just want your body to tell you where you are. All of a sudden, rip, there it is. It's in front of you now. And you go, wow, yeah, it's different. I can see better colors now, maybe. I don't have all those thoughts that I had before because I was in the past, and they all went away because they were on past timelines. Or the same thing for the future. You want to be in the now. That's where your spirit can connect with you. So that's what you need to remember. Your spirit is only in the present moment. Body can be anywhere, and your thoughts can be anywhere because your thoughts project your body onto timelines. Happens, and you're abducted, and you're leading another life that you know nothing about. You may not have any memory of that timeline either, you know, the next day. And for 15 minutes, and that thing's happened or something, you know. You don't have any recall. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. That's great. So we have somebody wrote in, and they just actually want some more clarification on the difference between the spirit barcode for deceased loved ones and the emotional release for deceased loved ones. And I know that we went pretty deeply into speaking about what the differences were and how when you wanted to do them last Wednesday, but since we have the question again, Ron, if you want to talk about it a little bit, that would be great.
Okay, so the spirit barcode on the deceased loved ones, that takes your spirit out of here. So it's basically gone, okay? So it cannot do any kind of reincarnation. So it goes into quarantine. It goes into light and quarantine there. You know, we'll call it ascension time happens. At that point, everything will be and then able to go out and live life for as long as you like to, and you actually go to your home base and choose where you want to go to next. So you have choice. Emotional body is the one that is probably the most devastating, and that's how readers read. You read somebody. Use the word spirit typically because they don't really want to, maybe they don't know about the emotional body, number one. they call up, well, this is your spirit, your brother's spirit's coming to me or something. Well, it is invisible, so it would be a spirit. That can come to you. It can give information. It could even be, in a sense, like a spirit guide, that emotional body. But, you know, it can be taking your energy. Normally, you don't need that. You don't need their agenda. Can they give you truth? Warn you about something? Yeah, they could. But normally they're going to be running the emotions of that whole lifetime that you were with them or knew them through you. You're going to have all this agenda going on, and that emotional body can body hop through your soul family, and also the soul family emotional bodies can also interfere with you sometimes also. So it should be kind of I won't say upsetting, but it's disconcerting because all of a sudden you can be taken over. And the thing that you want to get rid of is that person's emotional body because they're the closest to you, especially family members. So, or unless maybe you work for somebody, you know, on a job for, you know, 20 years or something, and maybe your boss that you really liked and they liked you, they died. So they're going to be visiting you a lot of times because they want to say hi because they miss you. Because they're missing being here in the physical, but they can still come into you and communicate and see you, you know, in the invisible, but they can bring their stuff to you and their addictions and things. So that's why you want to get rid of the emotions. And at first it might sound kind of, gee, you can say, I don't know, I don't want, you know, I like that person a lot and I don't want to lose them. So, you know, you probably won't if you feel that strong, but the clearing will get rid of it, that energetic body. But the whole thing is you don't want it to come back to you and haunt you, but they basically do because they need energy. That's what you do if you have an addiction, we'll say, and maybe you're an alcoholic and happen to be walking by a bar or something, you know, and all the entities see that you have the addiction because they read you, everything about you, and they kind of hop in your body and wait your body to walk into that bar to have a drink, trying to fight it all the way, but they go, oh, just one drink, no problem. They don't start talking to you. You think it's you talking. Yeah, I can have one drink, no problem at all. And you have one drink, and that leads to another, and all of a sudden, oh, crap, I shouldn't be doing this. Well, then it's probably too late. That's what they do. The emotional body controls your body. A very, very strong energy. So back to you.
Yes, it definitely is. I'm sure we've all experienced that. I'm so glad I've done the emotional whole life clearing because anytime I get, you know, I don't even get close to that point anymore, but if I have any emotion, I can clear it, and then it's just done, so it's not stuck in my body because, as we all know, it can play havoc with your body afterwards or years after. Okay, so we have a really nice testimonial that just came in, Ron. It says, just wanted to say it is a gift to be listening to the show tonight. The shows provide touchstones of peaceful energy in the now that make all the difference in my life. Thank you to Ron and all of the co-hosts for your continued energy and effort to make the shows and calls available to us. So thank you, listener.
Thank you.
It's very nice. Yeah, very good. And that came across on the CLS Fast Chat, which can be accessed on Ron's main page as well. Okay. So let's see. Oh, we do have another question, and this is about what you were just speaking about. An additional question, do I need to run the spirit barcode removal on the deceased person? So the short answer is yes, but Ron, did you want to go into that anymore?
Yeah, just through the deceased loved ones clearing. We have two of them, and they're both under the heading of deceased loved ones. One is for the spirit, one is for the emotional body. Go there and follow the steps and help you out and help them out too. You don't want them to be trapped here. And the spirit box code is good help because don't want to be here either after you leave. Somebody going to be around to do this for you? Maybe not, you know? So just hoping that somebody would know you, the last person, you know, that would say, oh, you know, where's Judy? You know, I don't see Judy anymore. Maybe she passed on, you know? So, you know, it's best to do that one yourself for you. So back to you.
Okay, so I think I just said something incorrect because I read it really quickly. This person is asking to do the spirit barcode, but that's something you do for yourself while you're still alive in case you pass on, and nobody can do the deceased.
Yeah, that's normally for people that are living, but their barcode, since the person is no longer here, they already used up their barcode, so you don't want to. Well, the barcode is what takes your spirit. Well, that's like... say an energetic chip they put in you to bind your spirit, so when the body dies, they can find it and grab it. That's attached to your spirit. Back to you.
Yes, so I think that it's just important to do the deceased spirit clearing and the deceased emotional clearing for a person that has passed. That's correct, right?
Yeah, just look for deceased loved ones clearing, and that's that don't lead you right into that right page. So
okay.
One for the spirit, one for the emotional body.
Okay. Well, Ron, we did have a request. I know that you've asked if people want to do repeat calls again for one that they thought was really great. So we do have a request here for the September 2016 culture race clearing. I can't quite remember if that was part of something or not.
Boy, I don't know. Let's see. Might be the cultural enslavement. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
No idea. Those and I've had some people ask me about doing the shackle clearing, doing pins. So I don't know. I just don't know about the shackle one. I think I only did two of those calls, I think. Or you might tune in, you know, just see if you need to have another one of those. $20 if you do the shackle. So if you're interested, maybe if I get enough people, do the shackle one. But the other one, I think it was something like the cultural enslavement or something. I just can't remember what it was, but we did do one of those. Back to you.
Yeah, we'll come up with the exact term, but I remember it was part of one of the calls that you did where you removed all of our other ancestral, basically, DNA of anything that could be causing us problems now.
Yeah, I may have did one of those or something similar. Sometimes I'll do different types of things on the seven-hour calls that we have. Now there's seven. Before there were eight. Pull something out of the hat, and we just do that on that call only on Sundays. So it could be maybe something like that, too. I don't know. I can go into other directions sometimes on some of those calls. Well, back to you.
Okay, well, what we were discussing earlier, it has been suggested that if somebody could put in, if they feel that this is something they want to do, they could put in the word inauguration or presidential inauguration, either in keywords or in the natal barcode removal to get rid of all that energy, basically.
Yeah, that could help. Yeah, great, yeah.
Okay. And then, Ron, we have a question about how when we buy a whole life clearing, we can also do that for our pets in the house, and it will help them as well. And the person is wondering, do the barcode clearings work the same for our pets? Would that apply for the barcode clearings?
Probably not. I don't think pets have that many barcodes put on them. Probably wouldn't worry about that too much. They could, maybe. But I would think if you just clear off some of those the energies like the fear clearing, you know, and trauma and pain and emotion on your pet or animal, that would probably be enough to set them free. Because they don't hang on to too much, like humans having a gigantic history and stuff. Back to you.
Yeah, they have a great ability to let things go and literally just be in the moment, which is how we, what we're working towards, basically. Great way to be. Okay, well, this has to do with probably some of the things going on, and I'm not sure if this is the time to get into it, but I'll just read this. It says, Antarctica is referenced in Atlantis and Lemuria. The East and West Coast continent of these names are on a continent on the back of the Earth in the Pacific Ocean. And this person sent you a photo, Ron, that I don't have, but it's probably more important that you see it. So I don't know if you want to save talking about that for Friday night show, because I know we like to talk about things on that show of this nature.
I'll see if I can look at it. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So that has already been sent to you, I believe.
Okay.
And let's just see what we have here. Okay. Since the energy goes both ways, a popular celebrity that many people think of, shouldn't they be very ill with lots of people thinking of them?
Yeah, that's why they have clones.
Yeah, exactly.
I mentioned on one of the shows, they have normally the clones come up for these key people. So in case something does go wrong or they're disliked by somebody or whatever, the clone can take the hit, we'll call it. Maybe somebody throws a bottle at somebody, you know, and bruise. So they just can swap out a clone. They can stop time, take the injured clone away, pop in a new clone, and continue on. That's why a lot of these people have clones, and you can see those on YouTube. Also, take some of the celebrities and just start getting their pictures. And it could be anybody. And, you know, if you're able to maybe put them on your screen, and maybe you get, a dozen pictures of your favorite person there, look at them, and you may start to see they don't look the same. Some might look pretty close. You may have one oddball-looking one. Maybe the hair color changes somewhat, or, you know, one has a little scratch or something on their face, and another one is gone, or something like that. But they do use clones that way. So anyway, that's what happens. Yeah, they are used to keep the real person safe. Where's the real person? Who knows, you know? Something else could be taking their place. I saw that on the things about the lady that ran for president. They had somebody showing, behind her, waving or something. So that was interesting. It's interesting how people are talking about clones now, or that they're using in the vocabulary. Right out front, you know. Also, timelines people are using a lot now. Anyway, I guess I'll back over to you. We got maybe 5 minutes to go here.
Okay. Yeah, it is interesting. I think the subject matter of clones and cloning is not only being spoken of in scientific terms, but in movies and popular culture. And the other thing that you just brought up, clones. What else did you just mention? Wow. My memory doesn't even go back 2 seconds at this point.
Yeah, that'd be timelines and clones, yeah.
Oh, timelines, yes. I was going to say Facebook. They actually call it your timeline. Put something on your timeline.
Okay.
Very funny. So it's right out there in the popular culture, people have it in their language, and, you know, it's probably been here for a long time before it got into our language, right?
Yep.
Who knows how long, but timelines for a long time. Okay, so it looks like we have, there's a few things left in here on the in the inbox, and a lot of them, I think, are going to probably be spoken about on the Friday night show, because we tend to talk more about paranormal things on that night, because a lot of people have sent us some great things, a movie script, what's going on and some of the things that we see in popular culture, and then also a couple pictures of things that are going on. So there's a lot going on there, Ron, and I know there you're probably not up for talking about it yet because it's late in the show, but as we all know, there's a lot of energy shifts going on out there and probably a lot of things happening.
Yep, lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. Just to keep it simple. So let's see, what can we talk about for just a few minutes, just to, you know, if there's maybe newcomers, if there's some information that we can get them. Let me go on the website and look up some things right here. So, you know, it's interesting, Ron, it says right on the front of your website, it says the healing energy of the creation light ship comes once every 2,000 years. And it's really easy for us to look at that and go, oh, well, we're in linear time, and it's about 2,000 years from the last time the last person came, who is Jesus. And but it's also hard when you think about spiritual things to think, well, why does it depend on a time? Why is it 2,000 years? Like, what's that about?
That's a good question. The only way I could address that is that the darkness plans to do things also every 2,000 years. People to cause situations happening, and that's kind of what we're going through right now with the changes that are happening. And I really can't talk about them, but you can hear on the news, or if you go to different sites, you can see that there's the gigantic change worldwide now happening as the energies are shifting. So, be like, you know, Armageddon happening. Talk about that, and they have, you know, the signs of this is going on and the other. And Lightship knows by, in a sense, reading the dark side script. So I sort of see that as what the dark side has planned to shift the planet over to something else, maybe other rulers or something. Anyway, that's sort of what I would how I would say that. So it comes to save people. Back to you.
Yeah, and I wonder if, you know, if this was another planet, let's say, and the years were rated differently because it's all relative and time doesn't actually exist, that it would be every 110 years or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, let's say a year was longer than another planet or so. So I guess it's hard to say what came first, the chicken or the egg, really.
Yeah, that's, yes. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's interesting to just talk about because it makes me kind of wonder. And I also find it fascinating that nobody can really answer the question, why are we at the year 2017? Why aren't we at the year 50,890 or something, right? Like,
yeah,
something
must
have happened. Yeah. Like, I believe ancient societies knew some major thing occurred at that time. So, okay, and I think we're almost at the end. So, unless there's anything else that you wanted to talk about, Ron?
We can do the Mind of Heart Drop here. So, we got that special call on Saturday and the 7-hour call Sunday. Here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop. Do you want to say this out loud? Well, here we go. I now command my spirit to take the take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and you can either count 3, 2, 1, or do it the long way for if you're a newbie. So here we go. I'll do it the long way. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go, everybody. Good ladies. Thank you, Michelle. A lot of ladies behind the scene helping here that you don't know about, probably. And the callers and listeners. So bye, everybody. Good evening.